Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not drive out demons in your name? Did we not do mighty deeds in your name?' Then I will declare to them solemnly, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers.' Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine, but does not act on them, will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." When Jesus finished these words, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as their scribes. The Gospel of the Lord. Let's look at the collect. "Grant, O Lord, that we may always revere and love your holy name. You never deprive of your guidance those you set firm on the foundation of your love." And that's what the gospel is about, the foundation. The foundation that Jesus wants us to build our lives on. What is that foundation? The rock of his word, of his teachings. Beginning of the gospel, he says, Jesus himself says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my Father in heaven." So it's not enough to say we're Christian, not enough to say we're Catholics. We have to build our lives on his word, on his teaching. If we build our lives, our culture on the sand of hedonism and selfishness and violence, our house will fall. We must build on the teachings of Christ, what he taught about prayer, about penance, about the golden rule, the law of love. As we heard last week on the Feast of the Sacred Heart, he says, "Take my yoke upon you, learn from me." His yoke is his law, to love God and love our neighbor. We see in the first reading, the king of Judah, with the last two tribes of Israel, the northern tribes had already been deported, and now the southern tribes, the elect people of God, they did evil in the sight of the Lord. Says the king, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord just as his forebears had done. What did they do? Well, they imitated the pagans, which was always the great temptation of the Hebrews, and our temptation also, to imitate the others, to worship idols. Today the idols are of pleasure and worship of self. And so what happens? Destruction. The culture implodes when there's worship of self instead of worship of God. Destruction, deportation, and all who were left in the land were the poor. And then later they would bring other foreign people, conquered people into that land to try to destroy it, to finish off the culture. And it's all a result of infidelity. So we see in our prayer, the psalm is all about that, asking for forgiveness, asking for pardon. "Remember not against us the iniquities of the past, but may your compassion quickly come to us, for we are brought very low." And as we see today, so much violence and tearing down of things, of statues, and of so much. Let us call on the Lord and ask him for forgiveness and ask him for the grace to really build our lives and our culture on his law of love.